Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Yud Beis. We are holding on. Let's open it up. We're holding Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph at the top, at the Mishnah on the top of Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. Also anonymously for Gemar Chasima Tova for all of Klal Yisrael. Also by Jeremy Lussman, Le'ilei Nishmas, his wife's grandfather, Yosef Meir Ben Rav Yaakov, Joseph Weissman, Nesham Shav and Aliyah. Also by Mendy Weissman, in memory of his father, Joseph, I assume the same, Joseph Weissman, Yosef Meir Ben Yaakov, whose yahrzeit is Vav Tishrei, the Nesham Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding again at the top of Yud Beis Amid Aleph, at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to give us another machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This one, as far as Hotza'a is concerned, what are you allowed to carry on Yom Tov? And the Gemara is going to bring a raya that the machlokas is about the principle of Mitoch and is not about the general idea of Eruv HaHotza'a L'Yom Tov, whether there even is an Isra of Hotza'a and Yom Tov to begin with. Then in the bottom of Amid Aleph, the Gemara is going to apply the machlokas about Mitoch to being Mevashel Agid B'Cholav on Yom Tov V'Ochlo, meaning it's one of those Avera contests. How many Averis can you do at one shot? What if you cook a Gid Anasha with milk on Yontif and you eat it? So how many Malkios do you get for doing something like that? On Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to have another Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that's going to be about giving Matnos Kahuna to a Kohen on Yontif. When you shecht an animal, there are certain parts that have to be given to a Kohen. What about doing that on Yontif? The Gemara is going to have a discussion whether the Mishnah fits the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim that we're going to quote in a Brisa, meaning we'll try to figure out who the author of the Mishnah is, and then toward the end of the daf, we'll see if we get there, the Gemara is going to paskin that even Truma can be brought to the Kohen on Yom Tov, not only the Matanos that come from a Behema, but even Truma itself can be brought to a Kohen on Yom Tov. So let's begin, Tapi Yud Beis Amid Aleph at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Motzin, Lo Asakatan, Lo Asalula, Lo Asever Torah, Lo Shus Rabin, that on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry a child, nor a lulav, nor a sefer Torah, out into the Rosh Hashanah, because that's not ochel nefesh, and the only melacha that's permissible in Yantiv is ochel nefesh. So that's not, none of that is food, and therefore you're not allowed to carry any of those things out into Rosh Hashanah. But a Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to carry all of those things out into Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara is going to discuss, of course, what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is. The Ksav Sofer raises the issue when we say that you're not allowed to carry, that Beis Hillel holds that you are allowed to carry these things, so we're going to see in the Gemara that it's based on the principle of mitoch. The Torah tells me you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov. What is malacha? Whatever is you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Same definition of malacha. Yet, the Torah says there's an exception. Ach, asher ye'asa l'chol nefesh u'levada ye'asa l'chem. That which is for ochol nefesh purposes, that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. So the principle that Beis Hillel operates under is not only things that are ochol nefesh mamish, but mitoch shu'ut r'l'tzarech ochol nefesh u'tunami shelo l'tzarech ochol nefesh. That once you have a malacha that you're allowed to do for the sake of ochel nefesh, you could do that very same malacha even not for the sake of ochel nefesh, but that only works provided that the thing that you're doing it for is shavah l'kol nefesh. It's for some universal need. So for example, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to wash your hands and face with warm water, your feet, hands and face with warm water, because that's shavah l'kol nefesh. Everybody consistently needs to wash their feet, hands and face with warm water, and since that's considered so you're allowed to cook up the water for that purpose. It's not eating, it's not food, but it's shavah l'kol nefesh, so you're allowed to do the malacha of bishul for something that's shavah l'kol nefesh. Of course, in the times of the Tanaim, showering your whole body or bathing your whole body was not shavah l'kol nefesh. It was not something that people typically did too frequently, and therefore that was usher in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, in the times of the Tanaim, and even in the times of the Shulchan Aruch. So there is a shaila the Ksav Sofer has in a tshuva where he's mesupuk about this din of mitoch. How do we define what's called shavah l'kol nefesh? Is shavah l'kol nefesh based on the particular activity you're doing, or is it based on the goal of the activity? For instance, let's say you need to do a malacha for a chola, or you want to do a malacha for a chola. Now, it could be that that particular malacha that you're going to do for the refua mitzvah of the chala is not shavu kol nefesh. Most people don't need that action to be done because most people are not cholim. But the tachlis of the malacha, to have your strength, to be healthy, that's shavu kol nefesh. Everybody wants to be strong. Everybody wants to be healthy, or whatever will make me strong and healthy. That's all shavu kol nefesh. So the Ksav Sofer brings a raya from our Mishnah that it's based on the goal and not the action. Because otherwise, how could it be mutter to carry a lulav to Rosh Hashanah? Is a lulav shavu kol nefesh? A lulav is only for men. Women are pata from lulav, and avadim are pata from lulav, and ketanim are pata from lulav. So the majority of the population, of the Jewish population, is pata from lulav. So maybe it's not, it wouldn't be shavu kol nefesh. We don't know exactly shavu kol nefesh, what percentage of people have to enjoy that activity for it to be shavu kol nefesh. But you would imagine it's at least majority kol has a rubo kikulo, but so lulav is less than half. So maybe that's not called shavu kol nefesh. Of course, one could argue, but women still take lulav, meaning women have do benefit as an enu mitzuva viosa. So maybe that itself makes it that it's shavu kol nefesh, and the Ksav Sofer himself makes that argument as well. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Aleph Halacha Daled writes that kol malacha that you're chayiv on Shabbos, if you do that same malacha on Yom Tov shelo l'tzarich achila, you get malchus except for hotza'a mirushus l'rushus and havara, that mitok shehutra hotza'a b'yom tov l'tzarich achila, so it's also mutter shelo l'tzarich achila, and therefore it's mutter on Yom Tov to carry a katan or a sefer Torah or a key and such things out mirushus l'rushus, and it's mutter to be mavir even when it's not l'tzarich achila, to light a fire even when it's not l'tzarich achila. But all other malachas, says the Rambam, that have a tzarech achila, it's mutter, like shchita, afia, lisha, things that are food-related malachos. But all other malachos that do not have a tzarech achila, like ksiva, ariga, binyan, such malachos, so then those are going to be aser on Yom Tov. So the Magen Mishnah says, wow, the Rambam, what he just did is he made three categories of malacha. It's not just two, there are three categories. There's malacha that's not tzarech achila, like writing and ariga, you know, weaving and building. That's aser min haTorah on Yom Tov, even if you're doing it l'tzarech achila. It's a big chiddush that even you happen to be doing the malach of bonel, the tzarech achila. How do you do the malach of bonel, the tzarech achila? You're cheese making. Cheese making is a violation of bonel. Right? There's a way to do it. The tzarech achila. Even that, the Rambam would hold to get malchus. Then there's second categories, malachos that are fundamentally the tzarech achila. Shchita, afia. So even when you do that, not the tzarech achila, you don't get malchus. If you cook for kutim or the tzarech weekday, you don't get malchus. And because that's you don't need mitoch. That's ochel nefesh itself. Malachos that are defined as ochel nefesh, they're just off the board. They're just totally mutter. And then you have malachos of hotzah or havara. And by such malachos, it depends. Are you doing letzorech ochel nefesh or not? And even though they're not letzorech achila, we'll apply the principle of mitoch, that even if it's not letzorech achila, but it's got to be as long as it's some sort of letzorech hayom, that you're going to be, it's going to be mutter to do. That's where the principle of mitoch comes in. That's how the Rambam seems to say, at least that's the way the Magen Mishnah understands the Shittas Rambam. So says the Gemara now, Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. They taught Braisos in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, and they taught the following Braisa. Shochet Olas Nedava B'Yom Tov Loka. If a person shechts an Olas Nedava, volunteer, Karban Ola, on Yom Tov, you violate the Malacha of the Isra Daraisa of Kol Malacha, Lo Yeyaseva Hem. Because you're not allowed to shecht on Yom Tov other than for the needs of Ochel Nefesh. So Karban Ola is not Ochel Nefesh. Karban Ola gets burnt entirely on the Zbech. You don't get to eat any of it. So that's not called Ochel Nefesh. So Rav Yisrael Rav Dimi said to the person who's taught this Braisa, Damer Lachmani, who's the one that said such a halacha? Beishamai, that seems to assume like the Shita Beishamai. Damri lo amrin mitok shutra l'tzorach, hutrami shalol l'tzorach. Because Beishamai is the one that holds that we don't have a principle of mitoch. That we don't say just because something is mutter l'tzorach ochel nefesh, that it's mutter also shalol l'tzorach ochel nefesh. Di Beis Hillel, because if we were like Beis Hillel, ha amrin mitok shutra l'tzorach, hutrami shalol l'tzorach. Beis Hillel holds that once we we say something is mutter l'tzorech ochel nefesh, it's mutter even shelo l'tzorech ochel nefesh. So just like by the malach of Hotzah, we say Beis Hillel would say mitoch, so hachanami, by the malach of Shechita as well, mitoch shehutzer is Shechita l'tzorech, hutrami, shelo l'tzorech, just like Shechita is mutter l'tzorech ochel nefesh, so it's also mutter shelo l'tzorech ochel nefesh. So you wouldn't be chayiv malchus for shechting an olas nedava, according to the Beis Hillel. So you're coming and you're telling me your bright, so you're chayiv malchus for shechting an olas nedava, that's only Beis Shammai. So from Rav Yitzchak and Rav Dimi, it turns out that very clear that the way you understood the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is whether we apply the principle of mitoch. That's the whole machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, that Beis Shammai does not apply the principle of mitoch, and you're chayiv malchus for carrying the baby and the lulav and whatever else, and Beis Hillel does apply the principle of mitoch. So maskef la Rabba, Rabba says, I don't know, are you sure that that's what they're arguing about? How do you know Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are arguing about whether we apply the principle of mitoch? Dilma, maybe Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that there's no such thing as mitoch, that something ochel nefesh is mutter. If you're not doing it for ochel nefesh, it's aser. The whole machlokas over here is whether in our Mishnah maybe is only about the malach of hotza'ah in particular, whether the malach of hotza'ah is something that's aser on Yom Tov at all. On Shabbos there's a malach of hotza'ah. Tos refers to hotza'ah as a malacha gerua. It's a very unusual kind of malacha. All other malachas are some sort of creative activity where you're doing some change in the object itself. Hotza'ah, all you're doing is you're changing the location of the object. You're not doing any creative activity. Hotza'ah doesn't seem to fit with the rest of the malachos. So maybe there's no Isra of Hotza'ah on Yom Tov at all. Mar Savra, maybe Beis Shammai holds Erev Hotza'ah l'Shabbos ve'Erev Hotza'ah l'Yom Tov, that there is such an Isra of Hotza'ah on Yom Tov, and that's why Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to carry the lulav or the baby or the same for Torah on Yom Tov. But Umar Savra, maybe Beis Hillel simply holds Erev Hotza'ah l'Shabbos ve'ein Erev Hotza'ah l'Yom Tov, that there is an Isra Hotza'ah on Shabbos, there is no Isra Hotza'ah on Yom Tov. Kedichsev, and the raya that it would only apply in Shabbos and on Yom Tov from the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, V'losotziu masa mibateichem b'yom HaShabbos. So why does it say b'yom HaShabbos? B'Shabbos in, b'yom Tov lo, to make a deal that it's dafka on Shabbos that there's an Isra Hotza'ah. There is no Isra Hotza'ah on Yom Tov. It doesn't mean that the Isra Hotza'ah is derived from this Pasuk, because the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafsadi Vavam Beis, learns the Isra Hotza'ah from Vayaviru kol b'machane. So but this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. This pasuk, though, would be teaching us that the Isra of Hotza is limited, meaning the chiddush of this pasuk is not that there is an Isra of Hotza, it's that there's not an Isra of Hotza on Yom Tov. By telling us that, be careful, don't do Hotza on Shabbos, we're supposed to make the diuk that there's no problem with doing Hotza on Yom Tov. So since Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only about Hotza and not about any other malacha, not about Shechita, not about anything else, maybe the braisa that says that you're chayiv for shechting and olas nedava on Yom Tov could even fit with Beis Hillel, that everybody agrees that it's not ochel nefesh, so mele, you're going to be chayiv for shechting the olas nedava on Yom Tov. That's the suggestion that the Gemara is making. The Rashba raises the question, why would Hotza'ah be any different than the other avos melachos that are aser on Yom Tov the same way they are on Shabbos? The Torah says, kol melacha lo yasalecha, but you're not allowed to do any melacha on Yom Tov. Why would I assume that Hotza'ah is any different than the other melachos? So the Rashba writes that Hotza'ah is not considered a melacha. The fact that it's aser on Shabbos is a chid. And if the Torah would not have written an extra pasuk to be mechayiv, I never would have thought that you're chayiv even on Shabbos, even though it was done in the Mishkan. Because as we mentioned before, it doesn't fit the normal definition of malacha. It's not a creative activity. Elamai, there's a chiddush hakra that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do it. Maybe that's only for Shabbos. Maybe that chiddush hakra is not for Yom Tov and it's not actually a malacha. That's how the Rashba understands the Havamina. So says Mar Maskefel Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, I don't know if that's really such a strong kasha. What are we suggesting? That the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not about mitoch. The machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is about whether there's a principle of hotza, an isra of hotzah and Yom Tov. Elameyata, if Rabbi is correct, that Beis Hillel allows carrying a katan, a lulav, a sefer Torah, simply because there's no hotzah and Yom Tov, so why do they only argue about carrying a katan, a lulav, and a sefer Torah? Lifligu ba'avanim, why don't they argue about carrying a rock, about being metaltal avanim, about whether you're even allowed to, whether a rock is muktzah, and be be mechad, Beis Hillel should be mechadish even bigger, that you're allowed to carry even a rock on Yom Tov, even though on Shabbos it's muksa. So the assumption is, the way it seems that Rashi understands the Gemara, is that the whole reason the Rabbanan asked muksa is because they were concerned that you're going to come to be motzi the item in Rishus L'Rishus, so you're going to come to carry the item in Rishus L'Rishus. Where does it say? That's the Gemara in Shabbos, it pretty much says that explicitly. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Dalet, says that the reason the Rabbanan asked muksa is because if you're handling everything and you're always having things in your hand, so then you're gonna walk outside with it also. You'll come to violate the melacha v'otzah. What does it have to do with muktzah items? Even my food and my fork and my knife and all these items that are not muktzah that I'm allowed to use on Shabbos, shouldn't you make the same gzera? I shouldn't be allowed to pick up anything with my hands because I might come to carry it out. No, that's a gzera shein rofa tzibur chol lamad, but the Chum got away with it where they could get away with it, meaning the things that you have no need to be handling anyway. It's there's no need to handle it anyway, so that Rabban can tell us don't handle such things, because if you do, you can end up carrying them outside. So the Gemara's point is, Rav Yosef's point is, that if you're going to hold there's no din of Hotzah on Yom Tov, you should also hold there's no din of Muktzah on Yom Tov, at least as far as Muktzah Machmas Gufo and Kalisham Lachtel Isser and those kinds of things. So a rock which is Muktzah Machmas Gufo should be Mutter Elamid Lo Mifugi Ba'avan, from the fact that they don't argue about a rock, Shmamina about Shalol Tzarech Pligi, that it must be that they're arguing about Shalol Tzarech, and the fact that Beis Hillel allows it is only because of Mitoch, meaning Beis Hillel also agrees that there's an Isra of Hotzah and Yom Tov Haraya, because Beis Hillel holds there's an Isra of Muktzah and Yom Tov, so it must be that Beis Hillel holds there's an Isra of Hotzah and Yom Tov. Why does Beis Hillel allow you to carry the items in the Mishnah? Because of Mitoch. Mitoch applies to Yom Tov as well, just like it does on Shabbos. So what about the pasuk in Yirmiyahu? V'lotzotziu masim Biyom HaShabbos. We darshaned Biyom HaShabbos means yeah, but not on Yom Tov. So what do we do with that drasha? So you have to say that Rashi writes. You have to say that Yirmiyahu is coming to be mazur them that halavai they should at least listen about Shabbos, which is more chamer than Yom Tov. But it's asra inachinami on Yom Tov also. But he was trying to give musar halavai you should at least be Shabbos observant, even if you're not going to be Yom Tov observant. So it turns out that Shammai Beisil have no room to argue about carrying rocks. Because Beis Hillel is also moda that Hotzah is Asra on Yom Tov. Even though Midaraisa you're allowed to carry, but because of Mitoch, but the Chamor goes are on Hotzah, that's not a Tzorich Yom Tov at all. And since the Yitzra Hotzah was said on Yom Tov as well, so the Cham mastered Tiltul Muktzah on Yom Tov as well. So now the Gemara brings another Amora that also says that Shitas Beis Hillel is based on Mitoch. Shitas Beis Hillel, again, is not based on this idea that there's no din of Hotzah on Yom Tov, it's based on Mitoch. Va'af Rabbi Yochanan Tzavra B'Mitoch. Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the whole machlokas is about mitoch. The Tani Tana kamed Rabbi Yochanan, because a brisa was taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, says as follows: Hamavashal giranasha b'cholov b'yom tov v'achalov. If a person cooks a giranasha in milk on Yontif and eats it, so loka chamish, he's violated five averos for which he gets malkus. What are the five malkios? Loka mishum mevashal gid. First of all, he gets malkus for being mevashal gid. What do you mean malkus from mevashal gid? There's no malkus for cooking a gid. There's no isra in the Torah that you're not allowed to cook a gid. No, mevashal gid means he gets malkus for cooking on yantiv, and when there's no ochel nefesh need, because you're not allowed to eat the gid. So since it's malkus for bishul on yantiv when there's no ochel nefesh need for the cooking. That's and bishul is nav malacha, so bishul gid is not l'tzorach ochel nefesh. So it's the regular losase which doesn't have an ochel nefesh heter. Why then does the rice say mevashal gid? It should say lokum mishum mevashal biyom tov. So probably it only says mevashal gid because normally it would be a curious line if someone would see that line out of context. Lokum mishum bishul. Bishul and yantav, you're allowed to do bishul and yantav. No, the whole point is that there's no ochel nefesh need. So it's only because what you happen to be cooking is something that you're not allowed to eat. It's a gid anasha, it's asr. So that's why you get malkus for cooking on yantav. Second, v'lokum mishum ochel gid. If you eat it, you also get malkus for eating a gid anasha. If a person eats a gid anasha, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Al kein lo yochel b'nei Yisrael es gid anasha, that you're not allowed to eat a gid anasha. That even precedes Matan Torah, but it would asr again at Matan Torah. We got the yisr again. And it's also malchus for bishul basar b'chalav, for cooking basar b'chalav. The Torah says three times, and we learn echel disra achila, echel disra na, echel disra bishul. So So just for cooking basar b'chalav on any day of the week, even if it weren't yantiv, you get malchus. V'loka mishum ochel basar b'chalav, and if you eat it, you also get malchus for achilas basar b'chalav. And the fifth malchus is v'loka mishum havara, and it's also a malchus for havara, for kindling a fire or expanding a fire, because of which you need to do in order to be mevashal anything. So normally if you're mavir esh under a pot on Shabbos, you chayv two malachas for mevashal and for mavir. The havara is its own independent malacha. So according to the Tana of the Brisa, you get malchus for both of them, even though all malachas are learned from one lav in the Torah. So you're doing both of them in one act. Nevertheless, you get malchus for each and every malacha independently, because this Tana seems to work with the assumption that there's chiluk malachas liyom tov, just like there's chiluk malachas on Shabbos. See, on Shabbos, the Torah just tells us also, just generally, don't do malacha, and it doesn't define what the malachas are. We learn from the Mishkan what all the malachas are, but the Torah says, lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'seichem. It tells us one malacha. Don't do havara. So the Zemachlokas Tanayim, why we singled out one malacha. So one shita in Tanayim is havara l'chalik yatzis, that havara was singled out to show that just like you chayiv independently for havara, you chayiv independently for each and every malacha that you do. So that's for sure when it comes to Shabbos. What about on Yom Tov? Yom Tov never says anything about havara. It just says don't do any malacha. L'sas kol malacha. So maybe you say by Yom Tov there's no chiluk malachos. Maybe. This line in the Gemara clearly seems to be assuming that we apply the principle of chiluk malachos to Yom Tov as well. So if you do two malachos at one shot, one ma'isa, you're still going to get multiple malkios. So you get your chayiv five malkios in this case. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan said to the person who taught this brisa, puk tani levra, go teach this brisa outside of the Beis Medrash, that this brisa says you chayiv malchus havaru bishul eina mishnah. You can't say that you chayiv for havaru and bishul on Yom Tov. That was never taught in the Beis Medrash, because that would fall under the principle of mitoch, that since you're allowed to cook and be mavir l'tzoruch ha'chol nefesh, you could do shelo l'tzoruch ha'chol nefesh as well. You're not going to get malchus for it. V'imtim salom mishnah. And if you want to say that it is an accurate brisa, well then beishamai, it's only reflecting the sheet of the beishamai. Meaning it might be an accurate brisa within the sheet of the beishamai that we don't apply a principle of mitoch. Da'amri lo amri mitoch shelo l'tzoruch l'tzoruch hutzanami shelo l'tzoruch. Beishamai in our mishnah assumes that we don't apply the principle of mitoch to hutzaa. Sachinami lo amri mitoch shelo l'tzoruch var l'tzoruch hutzanami shelo l'tzoruch. So we similarly do not apply the principle of mitoch when it comes to havara either, just like we don't apply it to hotza'a. De'i beis hillel, because if it's going to be something like beis hillel, even da'amri mitoch shu'utra al-tzal l'tzoruch hutra na'mishlo l'tzoruch, hachanai mitoch shu'utra havara l'tzoruch hutra na'mishlo l'tzoruch. Because according to beis hillel, just like by hotza'a we would apply the principle of mitoch, when it comes to havara we would also apply the principle of mitoch. So therefore, the author of our of this brisa can't be accurate unless it's reflecting the shita of the Beis Shammai. Now, according to Tosos, even after you have the heter of mitoch, it's only going to work if there's a tzorach hayom ktsas. Meaning, the heter of mitoch has to be something that's shavu l'kol nefesh, that's preferish in the Gemara. But Tosos writes the heter of mitoch only works when something is tzorach hayom ktsas, that it has some sort of tzorach hayom. If there's no need whatsoever to do that malacha, then it does not fall under the heter of mitoch. So Tosos is bothered. Tosos Dibra Maskel Hacha raises the question: Vim Tom. What's the tzorach hayom ktsas in cooking a gid? How can you say, oh no, bishul is not violated over here because there's a heter of tzorach hayom? What tzorach hayom? You're not allowed to eat gid anasha. You're cooking something that's absolutely inedible. It's absolutely something you're not allowed to eat. So Tosfos says, yeah, but you're planning on eating it. So if the guy is planning on eating it, that's a tzorach hayom ktsas, because wrong or whatever, it's lunch. And if it's lunch, that's considered enough that it's a tzorach hayom ktsas. That's how Tosos suggests. The fact that he wants to eat it, that makes it a tzorach hayom ktsas. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the little bit of background. Mida Araisa, there's a halacha that it's mutter to be mafresh shumas ma'isos Shabbos and Yom Tov, because there's no isser. What would be the isser of being mafresh shumas ma'isos on Yom Tov? However, the Chachamim made a gzeira that you're not allowed to be mafresh shumas ma'isos on Yom Tov. We're going to have a sugya later on in the Masechta about this. There are two basic shitos in Rishonim as to why they made the gezeira. Either because nira kemisakin, it looks like you're being misakin the food wasn't usable beforehand, now you're mafresh shumas maisos, now you're able to use it, or because it's doma to being maktish, that you're not allowed to be maktish items on Shabbos because it's like mekach umemker, so by designating something as truma, it's ki'ilu you're being maktish that item because it has extra kedusha, now you're not allowed to eat it, but doma only a kohen is allowed to eat it, it has all these more limiting rules, so it's similar to be maktish. That's when it comes to trumas and maisos. Hafrashas chala, however, and matnos kuhuna that come from an animal that you shech, the zroa, the chayayim, and keva, they have to give to a kohen, that you're allowed to do on yantav. Because the chiyuv hafrashas chala is only chal on the dough once you need the dough. And you're allowed to need a dough on yantav in order to bake bread. And the chiyuv of matnos kuhuna is only chal once you shecht an animal. And you're allowed to shecht an animal in order to have fresh meat. So all of these chiyuvim only kick in on Yom Tov. So since they only kick in on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do these things on Yom Tov, even though they're very similar to Truma in that they go to a Kohen, they're matanos that go to a Kohen. But nevertheless, the Chacham never asked those things. Since all of this is only on a Derabbanan level, the Chacham never asked those things. So says the Mishnah, Veshami Armin Malichan Chala Matanos a Kohen B'Yom Tov. Veshami says, you're not allowed to bring Chala or Matnos Kuna to a Kohen on Yom Tov. Bein Shehormu Me'emesh, whether the Truma was separated or whether these items were separated before Yom Tov, Bein Shurma Me'ayom, or whether it was on Yom Tov itself, because the Chachamim only allowed the Hafrashas Chala and the Matnos Kuna on Yom Tov to make your dough or your animal edible, to make it something that you're allowed to eat, so that you'll be able to have Simchas Yom Tov, but to actually give it to the Kohen, to deliver it on Yom Tov, no, that you're not allowed to do, says the Beis Shammai, that the whole heter is to do the Maisa Hafrasha. When we think of Trumos, we have to realize that Truma is two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah for Hafrashas Truma, that's Misakin the Tevel. That makes the food something that the rest of the food something I'm allowed to eat. But then there's a separate mitzvah of Nesina. There's a Nedibuda as a tshuva that he says, he asked the Kasha, he says, how could it be that the halacha is Chita Achas Poteres Es Kalakri? When it comes to being Mafra Shuman Adarais level, all you need to take is one stalk. Yet there's also a halacha that in order to be Yotzi, the mitzvah of giving Truma, you have to give a Kedei Nesina. You have to give a Chashva amount. How could it be? Is it Chita Achas or is it that you need to give a Kedei Nesina? So Nedibuda says, I thought of a Chiddush that no one ever thought of before. It's a Beferish Taisus Rid. He didn't have a Taisus Rid. He said, I thought it, and that's the best, right? If he thought of a Chiddush and then it was in Rishonim, that means he's thinking right. Like we said yesterday. So Nadibuda says, because there are two mitzvahs of Hafrasha's Truma. There's a mitzvah of Hafrasha, then there's a separate mitzvah of Nesina. The mitzvah of Hafrasha, Chita Achas Poteres Kalakri, when it comes to actually giving it to the Kohen, wait till you gather enough that you're giving him a respectable amount. And the mitzvah of Nesina is only if you're giving a Kedei Nesina. So that's the difference between Hafrasha and Nesina. But Beisil Matirin, Beisil says you're even allowed to deliver the Matnos Kuna and the Chala on Yom Tov itself. So Amar Beis Shammai, so the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, I'll show you that it's Aser. Gzeira Shava, Chala Matanos Matana L'Kohen. Chala and Matanos are a Matana to a Kohen. They're one of the 424 Matnos Kuna. Utruma Matana L'Kohen. And Truma is a Matana to a Kohen. So Kishem Shein Malichin as a Truma, just like you're not allowed to deliver Truma on Yom Tov, because the Truma was had to have been separated the previous day. It could not be, you're not allowed to separate Truma on Yom Tov. It had to have been taken the previous day. Kachin Malichnas Matanos. So too, you're not allowed to deliver the other Matnos Kuna on Yom Tov if they were Hufrash already on the previous day. So Amalan Beisil said back to Beis Shammai, Lo. You know why you're not allowed to deliver Truma on Yom Tov? Because you're not allowed to be mafresh Truma on Yom Tov. But by Zroel Chayim Vekeva, by Chala, you're allowed to be mafresh those things on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to deliver those things on Yom Tov as well. So that's how Basil defended himself. The term Gzeira Shava over here is just a melitza, right? I don't think the Gemara means that. We're talking about Dinim Drabanan, right? So we're not really deriving anything from a Gzeira Shava. There's no particular word we're identifying as a Gzeira Shava. I think it's just a melitza. So Kasal Kadaituch, says the Gemara, we assume that when the Mishnah says that according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to give the Chala and the Matanos, Shehormu Mehayom, that it means Vishenishchetu Mehayom. It means that you designated the Truma or that you shechted the animal that day. Vishehormu Me'emesh, and when the Mishnah says Shehormu Me'emesh, when it talks talks about that which was separated the previous day, it means that it was also shechted the previous day. So it turns out that Beishamei Aser is delivering matanos even if the behemoth was shechted the previous day. So Mani Masnisin, which shita in explaining the machlokes Beishamei Beis Hillel is our Mishnah following? We're about to see Lo Rabbi Yossi V'Lo Rabbi Yehuda Ela Acherim, that there are three ways to understand the machlokes Beishamei Beis Hillel. Our Mishnah's version of the machlokes Beishamei Beis Hillel seems to only fit one of the three ways of understanding the machlokes. So it'll get a little confusing, but let's go through it. Titania, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nechlu Beishamei Beis Hillel Ala Matanos Shom Mer Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda understands that there's no machlokes if you designate the matanos or the chala on Erev Yom Tov, that for sure, if already on Erev Yom Tov you were mafresh your chala, already on Erev Yom Tov you shechted your animal and you took out the zrol of chayayim v'keva, everyone agrees that you could deliver it to the Kohen together with the chala that you were mafresh today and together with the other matanos from the behemoth that you shechted today. Even Beishamai agrees to that. The whole machlokas is, can you deliver these items, that these Erev Yom Tov items, separately on Yom Tov, just by themselves, without putting together in the package, without putting together in the box, the matanos from Yom Tov itself. That's where Beishamei Omrim Ein Malichin Beisilam Malichin. Beishamei says no independent delivery of pre Yom Tov items should be happening on Yom Tov, and Beisilam says no problem, you're allowed to deliver it. V'kachay Beishamei Danin, and here was Beishamei's argument: Chala matanos matanel koin, Chala and the Zrol Chayim Mekeva are matanos to koin, Uchum matanel koin, and Truma is a matana l'koin. Kishem shein malichin as a truma, just like even truma that was designated the previous day, you're not allowed to deliver to a koin on Yom Tov. Kachin malichin as a matanos. So to these matanos that were designated the previous day, you're not allowed to deliver to a koin on Yom Tov. Samlan Beisil sent back to the Beishamei. Lo marti b'truma shein l'zaka b'arabasa. No, the only reason you're not allowed to deliver truma to the koin on Yom Tov is because he's not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. Tomer matanos shezaka b'arabasa. You can say the same thing about the matanos kuna, the L'chaim v'keva, which you are allowed to be mafresh on Yom Tov. So you see in Rabbi Yehuda that Beishamei Shita is that matanos that are shechted today, that were hurmu hayom, you are allowed to deliver to a kohen. That whatever you do on Yom Tov, whatever you're mafresh on Yom Tov, according to Beishamei, in Rabbi Yehuda's version, you are allowed to deliver on Yom Tov. That's not what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah said that Beishamei holds you're not allowed to deliver even that which came from Yom Tov itself on Yom Tov. So then we bring another understanding of the machlokes Beishamei and Beis Hillel. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lo nechlu Beishamei Beis Hillel al matanos shemolichin, that Beishamei Beis Hillel agree about matnos kuhuna and about chala, that you're allowed to deliver it to a kohen on Yom Tov, whether it's yesterday's chala, whether it's today's chala, doesn't matter, because you're allowed to be mafresh chala on Yom Tov, mimele you're allowed to deliver chala on Yom Tov. So once the Torah allows the hafrasha and being the haramas hachuma, the Torah allows the delivery as well, and everyone agrees to that, even Beishamei agrees to that. The whole machlokas is only about truma. It's not about chala. It's not about zrol chayim v'keva. It's only about truma, and that's where Beishamei omrim ein malichin. Beishamei says that you're not allowed to deliver it because we're afraid you're going to be mafresh it on Yom Tov, and you're going to deliver it on. If we allow you to deliver it on Yom Tov, you'll be mafresh truma on Yom Tov as well. And like we said before, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov either because it's misakein or something else. But you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov, so that's why you can't deliver it to Beisilul omrim malichin. And Beisilul says, no, you're right, you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov, but you could deliver it on Yom Tov. It was already hufresh me'etmal. Go ahead and deliver it on Yom Tov. V'kachoy Beis Hillel donin, and Beis Hillel made the following argument. Chalu matanos matana l'kohen. Both chala and zro l'chayim v'keva are matanos that go to a kohen. Utruma matana l'kohen. And truma is also a matana that goes to the kohen. Keshem shemalichin as a matanos, just like you're allowed to deliver the matanos on Yom Tov to a kohen, kach malichin as a truma, you should also be allowed to deliver truma on Yom Tov. So Amalan Beishamei said back to the Beis Hillel, Lo mamarta b'matanos. See, even the order of the argument is reversed in this understanding, right? We had Beis Hillel trying to defend themselves from Beishamei's argument. Over here, Beishamei saying back to the Beis Hillel, Lo mamarta b'matanos. If you're going to say by matanos, by the Zrol Chayim Mekeva, by Chala, Shezaka b'aramasan, where you're allowed to be mafresh them on Yom Tov, so yeah, those things you're allowed to deliver on Yom Tov because there's no room to make a gezeira. Don't deliver it lest you come to be mafresh it. You're allowed to be mafresh these things on Yom Tov. But Tomer b'truma shein zakei b'aramasa. You're going to say the same thing by truma. You're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. So So it can't be that the Kri is going to be chayiv in Truma and Yom Tov, because there's no chayiv Truma except for when you do the Miruach HaKri, and you're not supposed to be Mimareach the Kri on Yom Tov, and therefore you're not Moluch Truma on Yom Tov. But you see, according to Rabbi Yossi's understanding, Beishamai holds that you're even allowed to deliver the Matanos on Yom Tov itself. Clearly against our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah said that Beishamai says you're not allowed to deliver the Matanos Kuhuna on Yom Tov itself. So far we don't have any Tana that seems to fit our Mishnah's understanding of the Beis Shammai. So then the Bryce says, but there's a third explanation of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Silel. Acherim omrim lo nechlu Beis Shammai Silel ala Truma she'ein malichin. That both Beis Shammai and Beis Silel agree that one is not allowed to deliver Truma on Yom Tov. Lo nechluku ela ala Matanos. The whole Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Silel is only about the Matanos, only about the Zerah L'chayim V'keva and Chala. That's where Shebeishamay Yomrim Ein Malichin Beisil Lom Malichin. Beishamay says you're not allowed to deliver those things in Yantav. Beisil says you are allowed to deliver those things in Yantav. So since we brought three Shitos in Tanaim explaining Machlokes Beisham Beisil, so who's the Tan of our Mishnah? So Lema Acherim. It's very clear that the Shita of our Mishnah is assuming only like Acherim V'lo Rabbi Yehuda, and not like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and it doesn't even have to say certainly not like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, because the way that Rabbi Yossi understood the Beis Shammai is the Beis Shammai holds that you're even allowed to deliver the Matanos on Yantav, that the whole Machlokas was only about Truma. So certainly not Rabbi Yossi, right? But maybe it only fits with Acherim, doesn't even fit with Rabbi Yehuda. Why? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda understood that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that if the Matanos were Hormu, May Erev Yom Tov, that you could deliver them on Yom Tov together with today's Matanos. You just can't deliver them independently, but you're allowed to deliver them together with today's Matanos. So maybe our Mishnah is assuming not like Rabbi Yehuda either, because our Mishnah seems to assume that you're just not allowed to give the Matanos Kuna on Yantav according to the Beis Shammai. So Amar Rava, Rava says, maybe our Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda, because Mikatani Shehurmu Me'ayom V'Shenishchu Me'ayom Shehurmu Katani Lolem Shkutasan Me'emesh. Does our Mishnah say that the Harama happened on Yom Tov, that the Shechita happened on Yom Tov? No, it just says Shehurmu. Maybe it means that the Shechita already happened the previous day. Because if we're talking about where the Shechita was today, the Mishnah should have said Shenishcha Yom. So since it turns out that the Tana of our Mishnah could be holding like Rabbi, we might be describing a Shechita that happened the previous day, that could even fit with Rabbi Yehuda, that Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to give Matnas Kuna on Yom Tov only when it was Shechted the previous day. But if it was shechted today, Beishamai's moda that you're allowed to give it to a Kohen. Meaning though, maybe the only reason Beishamai was machmir in our Mishnah is because our Mishnah also happened to have been talking about a case where the animal was shechted the previous day. But had the animal been shechted on Yom Tov, even Beishamai would have been perfectly fine with delivering it on Yom Tov, which is exactly the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So it says in Gemara Lema, based on this diuk, it turns out Rabbi Yehuda he v'lo acherim. Then our Mishnah, if that diuk is correct, then our Mishnah doesn't fit with Acherim. It's only Rabbi Yehuda, because the Shita of Acherim is that Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to be Molech Matanos to the Kohen, even on a Behemoth that was Shechted on Yom Tov. But if our Mishnah says that Beis Shammai only answered if it was Shechted before Yom Tov, but if it was Shechted on Yom Tov, then it's fine. Then you're knocking out the Shita of Acherim. It says, we're not filu teim Acherim. Our Mishnah could even be going like Acherim. Bahanach, the Nishko to Emesh, when Acherim say that Beis Shammai answers delivering the Matanos, the Acherim we're only talking about if the animal was shechted previously, if it was shechted before Yantiv. But if it was shechted on Yantiv, even Acherim holds that Beis Shammai would allow you to deliver those Matanos. Ihachi hain Rabbi Yehuda. Wait, but then the Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda are saying the same thing. It says, well, no, Ikbenayu Tfeila. The difference between Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda is whether you're allowed to give yesterday's Matanos together with some of today's. Meaning they all agree that Beis Shammai would allow you to give today's Matanos. Acherim holds that Beis Shammai would not even allow you to give yesterday's Matanos even if you package it together with today's Matanos. But Rabbi Yehuda said explicitly that Beis Shammai allows that. That since you're allowed to give today's Matanos, you could also package some of yesterday's Matanos together with today's Matanos and make it a single delivery. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. We pass like Rabbi Yossi and like Beis Hillel, that even Truma is you're even allowed to deliver truma to a kohen on Yom Tov. Rav Tovi Brev Rav Nechamia Havelei Garba Dechamra De Truma. He had a barrel of truma wine. Asal Kamed Rav Yosef, and he came to Rav Yosef on Yom Tov and Amar Lo Ma'ilam Tuyi LeKohen Idnes. And am I allowed to deliver this wine to a kohen today? So Amar Lo Rav Yosef said to Rav Tovi Hacham Rav Zimmer Shmuel Halacha Rav Yosi, that we paskin like Rav Yosi, and therefore it's perfectly fine. You're allowed to deliver it on Yom Tov. Ushbezichnei De Rava Bar Rav Chanan, the host of Rava Bar Rav Chanan, Havelei Us Asuriyasa De Chardla. He had these bundles of mustard. Amar Lo Malufruche, am I allowed to take off the stalks on Yom Tov in order to expose the zera of the mustard, the seeds, umechel minayu b'yom tov, and then eat from it on Yom Tov? Meaning, is that considered like shchita and bishel? It's ochel nefesh, it's mutter, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov? Or no, maybe since I could have done this on Erev Yom Tov and it wouldn't have lost any of its freshness, it would have been just as good, maybe I'm not allowed to do this on Yom Tov, and it should be considered a toldav disha, and it's going to be aser. So la v'biyadeh, Rava bar Rav Chanan didn't know how to answer the shayla, so asal kamei de Rava, they went to Rava to ask the shayla. Rabbi Yaakov Emden changes the girsa to Rabba, because the Gemara says that Rava bar Rav Chanan was a talmud of Rabba, so it would make most sense, since the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnu Gimel says that he was a talmud of Rabba, it would make most sense that that's who they would go to ask the shayla. So okay, they came to Rabba, so Rabba said, Molul and Melilos Mefarchan Kitnios B'yamtov, that since you're doing this, you're right, it's Malach of Dash, but you're doing it Kala Achar Yad by rubbing it in your fingers, by rolling it, so that you're allowed to do. Even on Shabbos, it's only an Isser Midrabanan, so on Yom Tov, they were not gozer, you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Bez Hashem will pick up with Esve Abaye tomorrow, because it becomes an involved discussion that takes us well into Daf Yud Gimel. Tomorrow, we are Zoom only tomorrow. I'm not going to be in person, but regular Slichos time. So 6 o'clock to 6:30 New York time. I'll be in Chicago, so 5 o'clock to 5:30 my time. Bez Hashem, see you tomorrow.
Yes, you go. Let's see.